What's up, Ego Hackers? Ooh, I have the wrong sound. Hold on. I should probably fix that. One second. Oh my gosh. And literally just now at 9:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right now. What time is it right now? It's 10:11. So yeah, it's 10:11. And my grandmother just passed at 9:55 p.m. So like 16, 17 minutes ago, my grandmother just passed. Holy smokes. Rough. Just now got the text. Wow. Wasn't expecting that for an opener for a live stream. Holy smokes. Let's see here. Let's get my sound going. Let's see. Hello. Hello, everyone. Let's turn my sound on so I actually do this right. Thanks, love. That means a lot to me. Very much. All right, let's see. Did the sound kick over? Can you guys hear me? Glad you all can hear me. Yeah, my grandmother, she's an ESFJ. It's mother to my father. I did have the honor of saying goodbye to her recently. And I don't think she like even actually met Big K face to face one time. She did meet Railgun though. But yeah, she didn't meet Big K face to face, but did see him on FaceTime because she lives a couple of states away. So yeah. You know, a lot of people don't realize that death is a gift. It's a gift. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, reincarnation and whatnot and past lives. People, or future lives even. It's an old movie called River World. It's also, they turned it into like a sci-fi series at one point in time. River World. It's a good show. I recommend it. It's kind of fucked up, actually, but it's still good. Talks about humanity being locked in this endless cycle called the samsara, of souls returning to new bodies and being born later over and over and over again until the chosen are taken out of the samsara, basically. So but yeah, she's a very good person, actually, as far as I can remember. She's a very good person, ESFJ. I always enjoyed her when I was small. Didn't really get to see her that much. I was one of her grandchildren, one of two of her grandchildren that she didn't often see because we always lived many states away, so. But yeah, I think she was in her 90s. She was a nurse. I remember I'd have these like nosebleeds over and over as a child, and she'd always be like, hey, that's a zinc deficiency, to my parents, and always try to encourage my parents to supplement zinc for me as a small child to stop the nosebleeds. I'd always get them all the time. Along with strep throat, I have it over and over and over again. Even my like eardrums would burst over it. So, but yeah. Here's to my grandmother, who I love. That's my second grandparent to pass. Still have my dad's father. He's an ESTJ. He's alive. It's always so fascinating to see, you know, my two grandparents on my dad's side. They're both SJs, actually, and their relationship was so fascinating, very fascinating to watch. But she was like the most traditional feminine woman you'd ever meet, actually. Consistently, like always the most. Always so caring, always so supportive. She'd always wake up at like 5:30 in the morning, every day, like on the clock. And her and my grandfather had this like tradition of reading the newspaper every single morning. Even got to the point like, you know, even up to like just before she lost the ability to like be mobile, I'd still read the newspaper every morning. They'd always get the Oregonian, I think, because they're from Oregon. So one of the main Portland newspapers, I think. They'd always read that over and over and over again. So it's always a thing. Always the thing for them is like it was their little morning ritual. They'd always have their morning ritual every time. And she leaves behind my ISFP uncle, shout out to him, a lot of the graphics that we have on Ucha, the vast majority of them, 90% of them are all from him, actually. He's a good man. I do love him. And then my dad. My aunt, who is an ISTJ, who is married to her golden pair, my uncle. And then who else are they? Then my dad. And then they adopted two Vietnamese children together, my INTP uncle and my INTJ aunt, which my INTJ aunt married, I believe, a Japanese fellow. She'd often travel to Tokyo. On September 11th, 2001, the nose of the first plane hit the office window of where her husband, who is an INTP, my other uncle who married into the family, married my INTJ aunt. But as luck would have it, he called in sick that day. And she was in the buildings when the planes hit, but she actually got out. So my aunt survived. That point in time, they worked for Merrill Lynch in those days. And then I think they still live in New York. And then their youngest son, who recently suffered from a stroke. And that ESFP, I remember when I was a little kid, he got some ESTJ woman pregnant. And then he married her, and she stuck with him forever, basically. I admire my aunt's long-suffering and perseverance as an ESTJ woman, towards my ESFP uncle. And I very much admire her. My ESFP uncle would actually, when he'd come over, because he was still underage, because, you know, they were in their like mid-40s when they had him. So they'd show up with him when they're coming to visit us up in Washington State from Oregon. He liked to take dirty diapers, my sister's dirty diapers, basically, and stick them in my pillow as some type of prank at ESFP. So, but he's a good man too. You know, in general, regardless of any potential drama, my father's side of the family has been actually some of the best people that I've ever known. And a lot of it is thanks to my grandfather and also my grandmother for everything that they've done for their children. So, so I'd like to honor them, you know, whenever possible. So yeah. But yeah, I always love them dearly. Always. So yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. Confessions of an ENTP, ISFP, TI Demon. Been dealing a lot with TI Demon a lot. So, you know, my father's side of the family, they were on the Oregon Trail. And got some Jewish roots. The family name is still on the placard out in front of Birkendall, one of the camps in Nazi Germany, which a lot of people don't know. People who actually know my surname, my real surname, well, which I don't use because it's really hard to spell and pronounce. Most people assume it's French, but it's only French because they're fleeing from the Germans. It's actually originally Jewish, as near as I can tell, based on what my father shared about our genealogy from his side, which also includes us descending from the O'Gallagher family in Ireland, and then also the Buchanans of Scotland as well. So, but yeah, the Jewish name has quite seemed to have you know, lived through and gone through within our offshoot. It's funny because all of my aunts and uncles, at least the male ones, my male uncles on my father's side, they all had daughters. And yes, and the Donner Party. But I was the last male of my family line. So because of that, I became the new patriarch of the family, basically. And the entire bloodline basically goes through me now. The entire legacy of past generations goes through me, and, you know, and my two sons, they have that legacy, as well as my next son and future children that I certainly intend to have. So, but yeah, I love my family, even though, like, at times being an ENTP, being in a nuclear family of feeling judging types, you know, it's it's been difficult for them. It's been difficult for me. Still love them though, regardless of any of the conflict that I've had, you know. It is written, honor thy mother and father, right? So regardless of differences, if they call me, I'm there for them anyway. Love them anyway. Love them regardless. Whenever I say, I love you regardless, one of my lines that I say, I only say that to the people that I love the most. I love you regardless, which means I love you regardless of your flaws, regardless of anything. Doesn't matter, I'm still here. I'm still sticking around. I'm here taking responsibility no matter what. Something an SI inferior needs to learn how to aspire. You know, especially in the context of this episode, Confessions of an ENTP, talking about ISFP, TI demon. Sometimes you just gotta love people regardless. I've been having to deal a lot with TI demon recently. Not just with ISFPs, but also like INFPs a lot. I actually got a new friend of mine. He's an INFP, good fellow, but his TI demon, oh my goodness. You know something about the TI demon, folks? TI demon is naturally dishonest. It's naturally dishonest. And it's so fascinating because, you know, the ENTP type, we talk about this in season 7. I believe it's season 7, episode 8. Because I think there's an intro episode in season 7 talking about virtues and vice. So usually episode 7 would be the ENTP episode, but I believe it's episode 8. I could be wrong though. So it's either episode 7 or 8 in season 7. Talk about the ENTP virtue and vice being sincerity versus insincerity. Which means you'll find no greater honesty out of the 16 types coming from an ENTP. You also will not find any greater deception coming from an ENTP, which oftentimes scares people so much. But hey, at least, you know, I'm not an INFP who has the virtue of loyalty, but then they have the vice of treachery, and they oscillate between loyalty versus treachery based on their mood. So whenever I have INFPs close to me in my life, I just automatically just, it's like, okay, yeah. I always have in the back of my mind that they're potentially going to betray me, which is kind of sad. But then again, like, as long as I maintain my sincerity, virtue with them, as long as I maintain that honesty with them, it gives the TI demons of the world the opportunity, because they see me being honest, perhaps they would feel safe to be honest because they see me doing it. Oftentimes the TI demons of the world, they're so afraid of criticism and they run from the pain of criticism that they just don't grow. Yet they see someone like me who just acts the way that I do, not really caring about, not really caring about what other people think about me. You know, TE critic. Extroverted thinking critic does not care how other people see me or what they think about me, right? So I created an episode in the members area, csjoseph.life/members, to get a journeyman membership. You can watch the episode talking about the demon functions, right? One of those episodes talks about TI demon, where TI demon has to learn the lesson of the demon, right? You know, the lesson of my demon with extroverted sensing demon, I have to learn that I still have to become acutely aware of how I come off to other people, which is really hard for an extroverted sensing demon to do. Really hard. Just like it's really hard for a TI demon to be honest, because they are dishonest. They're dishonest by default because they're trying to protect themselves from criticism. So they like to pull the world over everyone's eyes and give off some kind of facade in order to protect their egos, to protect their inferior function. And then they see me. They see me, you know, running my podcast on the street. You know, and there's danger to having my podcast. I say some really radical things sometimes, and it really rubs people the wrong way. It just does. Consistently. Especially when I'm talking about masculinity, femininity, red pill concepts, you know, versus Zach Rohde concepts. People get like really up in arms about it. Sometimes they want to pick a fight with me. Actually happened recently. I was in a bar in a bathroom on the phone with an INTJ explaining masculine feminine relationships, and this ISTP mind temple guy overheard the conversation and he took a swing at me in this bathroom. And according to my training, I did half a move. Krav Maga, you're supposed to redirect a punch coming right at your face and then instantly counterpunch to their face and deliver a counter strike. I didn't do this. I just deflected his punch and then his fist went right into the corner of the stall. And I thought I heard a crack, but I don't know for sure. Luckily, someone else entered into the restroom at that moment. And the guy was like hurting and all embarrassed or whatever. So I just dipped out instantly and moved on. I haven't seen that guy there since. I think he got 86'd from that particular from that particular bar after that, because that's like assault. Assault. And they kicked him out, so, which is cool. Got a good relationship with the bouncers in the area, so, especially since some of them actually asked me to be a bouncer with them, so, which is cool. The ESFP bouncer, he comes up to me, he's like, "Oh, you know, you're never drunk, and you actually have experience as a bouncer," because I used to bounce for a club in southern Idaho. So, and you know, you got experience and you're a cool dude and I never see you drunk. So yeah, you know, you can be on the team. Definitely gonna need it. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe, we'll see. So, but yeah. Yeah, bouncers are oftentimes the unsung heroes out there. You know, oftentimes people claim, you know, police and firefighters are the unsung heroes, but it takes a special breed to be a bouncer, really does. Especially a bouncer who's very much concerned about the safety of everybody in the area. And what's really nice about where I live is that all the bouncers talk to each other, share intel on people, and have a real coordinated effort. I'm kind of fascinated that they don't actually have like a bouncers union, because they kind of act like one. They probably should have a bouncers union. So yeah. But anyway, TI Demon has just this air of dishonesty about them. The thing is that oftentimes TI Demon does not even understand how dishonest they are. They get so used to wearing a mask that their entire identity within their FI hero, this is for both INFP and ISFP, their entire identity is centered around how they portray themselves to other people instead of who they are in reality. And it's really hard for them to curb their bad habit of dishonesty as they're trying to learn how to cope with the fact that they're just so afraid of criticism. And criticism oftentimes makes them shut down. They oftentimes can't handle it. They just shut down. or in very rare circumstances, they'll lash out and criticize back. But I maintain, you know, them criticizing back actually can be a very healthy outlet for them, especially for INFPs, because they bottle everything up so much over time with their introverted sensing child. So, and that could be really difficult for them to do. But here's the thing, like there's an old book. I don't exactly agree with the historical implications or the historical accuracy of this book, but it was written by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, someone who was involved with the Holocaust. It's not exactly the most historically accurate book. You could probably claim that it's historical fiction. I'm not really sure, though, about the historical validity, but he did make an interesting quote in the book. Because I maintain Dietrich Bonhoeffer did have TI demon. And he was projecting when he said, you know, not to speak is to speak. And oftentimes TI demons are quite silent. FI hero people who have TI demon are quite silent. And they shouldn't be silent. They have so much stored up observations that their opinions become hyper valuable eventually, especially as they learn how to aspire with their extroverted thinking inferior. And they end up having the most valuable opinion. And they should be sharing that opinion whenever possible. And the thing is that oftentimes their opinions need to be sharpened by other people. They need to be sharpened by the TI users. But they're so afraid of criticism that they won't share their opinion, and thus their opinion never actually gets sharpened. And then when they do share their opinion and they get criticized, they'll lash out with their TI demon. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you find them being a little more honest. But they can often be insanely abusive with that honesty because it's a demon function, right? And that's one thing that I've experienced over and over and over with the ISFPs and the INFPs in my life. I had an INFP working for me at one point in time. You could never actually tell what was going on in his head. Then eventually he did betray me. Eventually he was treacherous towards me. Eventually he was loyal to the wrong people. I wonder if he regrets what he's done. He's a good man. He's a very good man. And I was there for him, but his extroverted sensing trickster probably doesn't recognize my contributions to him. And because of that lack of recognition of what I've done for him due to his extroverted sensing trickster being entirely unaware of what other people have done, what other people are doing, other people's experience, and I experienced helping him out and being there for him when he needed it the most, when he himself was actually betrayed, because he was betrayed by a woman. A woman who was monkey branching and cheating on him with two other men at the time, and which was pretty sad for him to deal with that in that moment. Gotta get this stupid wrapper off. The cigar is almost over. So, oh yeah. TI Demon always likes trying to get back at people. It's funny you bring that up in the chat. So, and, no, it wasn't an ISFP that tried to punch me. It was actually an ISTP who did that. But whatever, I dealt with it. It wasn't a big deal. Got through it. And yet people wonder why, like, you know, whenever I'm in public, I'm basically armed to the teeth every time. People oftentimes struggle with my voice, the voice that cries out in the north. So, you know, not unlike the voice that cries out in the desert, which was John the Baptist, or the Lisan al-Ghaib. The voice of the outer world, the voice that is off-world, the voice that comes from beyond. And oftentimes I've seen how the extroverted thinking inferiors of people who listen to me on the podcast or watch the YouTube channel, because of their FI Hero ego investments, they're so afraid of my criticism. They're so afraid of the truth that I tell about their personas, the good and the bad. Because there's fear of failure, but there's also fear of success. You know, the ISFP holds a very large amount of fear of failure, but then the INFP has a lot of fear of success. Fear of success because of their sloth, deadly sin. And then fear of failure because of the greed, deadly sin. And failing to get what they want in their life for their own legacy, for their purpose, for their ISFPs, basically. The best FI heroes are the ones who can take my criticism and then they grow from it. Those are the best ones. Because then I get the benefit of having their super valuable opinion, which then destroys any chance of having an echo chamber in my own mind, which I really benefit from and I really appreciate very much. They just have to be willing to speak up. Luckily, the ISFP is more often willing to speak up than the INFP. Being Ned Stark, basically, yes. Well said, being Ned Stark. So, you know, or even Jon Snow. Jon Snow is an INFP. If you want to use Game of Thrones references, never not, right? So, but TI Demon is quite the burden. Because it's like, oh, I'm dishonest by default. Why? Because not to speak is to speak. They don't speak when they should be speaking. Because if they don't lead with potentially criticizing others around them, you know, open mouths get fed and they often have closed mouths, so then they don't get fed. And this leads to bitterness. When they don't express, especially to their loved ones, especially if they're women, for example, they don't get their needs, emotions, desires, and problems met by other people. And then they blame everyone around them. And then I've watched INFPs, for example, work really hard to get revenge towards people that have made them uncomfortable. But what they don't realize is that those people would have never have made them uncomfortable if they would have been willing to criticize or at least share their opinion to begin with. But it's just that fear, a fear of theirs that led to them being mistreated, or at least what they perceive is mistreatment, right? They perceive maltreatment, and then in their indignance, they decide to take revenge on other people. Which is very sad. And it happens over and over and over. You know, I walk around not really caring about what other people think about me. I've had to learn that so much depends on reputation or status. Guard it with your life. Second law of power, according to Robert Greene, who is also TI Demon. And one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn, because reputation matters. And I have to conduct myself in such a way where I am aware of my own shortcomings with my own reputation, right? but I criticize them because I love them. I criticize them because I care. I criticize them because of my FE child. TI parent criticizes others because it cares. It cares more than anybody, actually. It really does. You can't fault an FE child for having a big heart, right? We're not trying to sound arrogant. We're not trying to sound like we're belittling people, but the FI heroes take it as belittling. When the reality of the situation is, we're just offering them an opportunity to improve. We're offering them an opportunity to grow because we know that they help us grow every time they open their mouth, as they should. You know, what I'm basically trying to say is that TI demons need to realize that hiding equals lying. Hiding equals dishonesty. Dishonesty, consistently. So, how do they grow? How do they grow? It is written, the truth will set you free. How many times have I seen FI heroes, especially ISFPs, who are external enough, looking at what everyone else is doing and consistently comparing their own performance to everyone else with their extroverted thinking inferior, that they feel like they are inferior to everybody around them, and then they start to believe that they are inferior when they're not, but they start to believe that. But the truth will set you free, right? I tell them the truth so that they have a better future. I am trying to set them free by telling them the truth. But they oftentimes don't want to hear the truth because they're afraid. They're afraid that the truth will destroy their ego investments, destroy the delusion that they have about the reality around them. This is why FI heroes are the most delusional of the 16 types. Those delusional people, because they cling so hard to their ego investments that they're not often willing to let go of them, right? But there is a way. There's a way TI demon can heal. There's a way that TI demon can become an angel and help heal others. But reality is, they actually have a pathway to heal themselves. They actually can. They can heal themselves. They can heal themselves. And that is through a process of confession. All the 16 types, you know, it's healthy to confess your sins. But here's the thing I've noticed about FI heroes. Out of all the 16 types, they are probably the types that need repentance the most, but they cannot repent of their wrongdoing unless they're willing to expose themselves through confession. A good ISFP, a good INFP, great FI heroes are the ones who confess their wrongdoing, are the ones who are willing to take off their mask. You know, ENTPs, we're great at wearing masks. We're probably the best. The thing is that we can take off our mask. The FI heroes of the world, they can't take off their mask. They're too afraid. They always need that protection of their mask that they have consistently. And that protection, that need for safety, that need for protection becomes a part of their identity. So they end up becoming the lie that they portray to others consistently. They're not willing to let go of that protection. They're not willing to let go of that safety. But it's actually through confession that they even have an opportunity for repentance. It's one thing for me to criticize them. It's one thing for me, but if an FI hero can learn how to criticize themselves, an FI hero can learn how to take full responsibility for their actions, men and women, especially the women, because Women have a knack for not taking responsibility for their actions. Not because they intend to be that way, but because they change their mind consistently. And because ISFPs live in the moment so much, they forget their wrongdoing. So ISFPs have it harder. They have it much harder than INFPs in this regard. It's much harder for an ISFP to confess because they often forget what they should be confessing about. And so because of that, ISFPs are chained and shackled by their lie that they are living. Because every FI hero is living a lie. At least the INFP can remember what they've done. And thus they have less excuse. And therefore they should be confessing more often. Because they can remember. Which means it's much easier for an INFP to reach repentance. It's much easier. Because when they expose themselves and are willing to confess what they've done and thus criticize themselves through that confession, they actually can free themselves much easier than an ISFP. Yeah, because an ISFP forgets all the time. And because of extroverted feeling nemesis, they both have, they're so worried of coming off uncaring, they're so worried of coming off entitled to others, that they have a hard time admitting wrongdoing. And then ISFPs just forget the wrongdoing that they've done. So then ISFPs end up oftentimes doomed to repeat the same mistake over and over and over. Which is really frustrating. So ISFPs, out of all of the 16 types, have the lowest chance of all the 16 types for changing and growing and having repentance in their life, which leads ultimately to atonement. They struggle the most with atonement out of all of the 16. Which is sad. It's sad, very sad to me that this happens over and over and over. So ISFPs out of the 16 types end up getting stuck. This is why they have their vice of idleness. And they can become very idle and just not really do much. And it's because they're chained down. They're chained down by the lie that they are living. Because if they bother confessing, what if, any trickster, what if this person doesn't feel good about me anymore? What if this person doesn't value me anymore? What if this person doesn't care about me anymore? Because I've just exposed myself. You know, from their perspective, anything is possible. So it's possible that the persons that they are confessing to, the persons that they are taking responsibility for their actions, are going to judge them and not have mercy on them. It is written, those who show mercy will be shown mercy. But they have a hard time adopting that principle. They have a hard time putting their faith in that principle. At least an INFP can put their faith in that principle because an INFP understands how faith works through their SI child. But when you have an SI critic, it's very hard for an ISFP to put their faith into anything. They oftentimes put their faith in the wrong thing or the wrong person, the wrong idea. And because of that, they just get stuck. They get stuck in their life. They get stuck in the ditch. They get stuck in their idleness. This is why oftentimes idle words are condemned from a biblical perspective. I suspect it's also the same in Islam, not just from a Christian point of view. So, and thus the suffering in their life continues. It's just this endless cycle that they're in, over and over and over. And this inhibits their ability to accept the mercy and the forgiveness from other people. Because, especially if they're UDUF, especially if the ISFP is UDUF, they have a very, very hard time. They've had to be so independent their whole lives and try to figure out everything on their own. And they're so pragmatic. At least the INFP is affiliative. At least the INFP is interdependent. At least the INFP can build a team of people, trustworthy people in their life. And they can remember their wrongdoing. And they're more likely to confess. They're more likely to reach repentance. They're more likely to gain forgiveness. They're more likely to gain mercy in their lives. ISFP? No. Not so much. Is it any wonder that ISFPs oftentimes end up in relationships with crusader types? Crusader types who happen to be the most merciful of the 16 types. Crusader types being SFJs and NTPs like myself. They end up being the most merciful, the most forgiving, the most long-suffering in terms of forgiving, and giving chance after chance after chance after chance to people, no matter how hard we try. I'm losing it. Lost the cigar. Gonna have to relight it. So, this ends up happening to them over and over and over. Yet crusader types have this big well of forgiveness about them. That's how they show love. And crusader types, while they have the highest risk of fairness, an eye for an eye, which makes the whole world blind, oftentimes going too much into fairness because the deadly sin of envy or even the deadly sin of gluttony ends up making judgments of other people based on who deserves what. But the reality of the situation is that everyone deserves death. We deserve death. That's what we really deserve. You know, an eye for an eye means that there's no love in the world. There is no love. Fairness means there's no love. You know, if life is fair, there's no such thing as love. In order to have love, you have to have special treatment. And, you know, and oftentimes ISFPs and INFPs, FE nemesis, is worried that they're not going to be receiving special treatment anymore. Little do they know that if they do confess their wrongdoing, if they take responsibility, full responsibility, and expose themselves to people in their lives, especially the crusaders in their lives, that they actually do deserve that forgiveness. They deserve it. And they should be willing to receive that forgiveness. They should be willing to receive that mercy. But they're so worried that they're not going to get it. And then in an ISFP perspective, any trickster gets into play and it's like, oh, well, I already feel like I don't deserve forgiveness, so I'm not even going to bother. And it becomes the why bother syndrome of the INTP superego. Why bother? Why bother with, why bother confessing at all? Hell, I can't even remember half the, or even the majority of the wrongdoing that I've done anyway. So then they end up not confessing. And then when it comes to a woman, for example, it's even worse because if they don't express needs, emotions, desires, and problems, they don't express at all. They're not in their feminine. And they find themselves completely and utterly alone in this world. They have a hard time taking control of their femininity. They have a hard time moving their femininity forward and building their femininity, building their beauty, which requires humility. And yet confession of wrongdoing is proof of humility. And as we've talked about in the season 4 playlist, the source of beauty in a woman is actually humility. It's humility. Humility. And it's so hard for the TI demon to humble itself enough to confess. And you have ISTP superego or INTP superego with those TI hero, demonic TI heroes, right? With that demonic energy, which leads to pride. It's all about pride. And they're not willing to let go of that pride because, you know, hey, at least I have my pride, right? At least I have that. I don't have to confess. At least I have that. And they make that deal with the devil. And that deal with the devil, that Faustian deal, will ultimately lead to their own personal destruction. And then they'll be alone. And it's really sad. And I've seen it over and over and over throughout my life. I have this ISFPX. Her name is Jordan. And she was the third woman I was ever with. And she was that way. And instead of confessing wrongdoing to me, instead of expressing, she just decided, you know, well, I don't deserve forgiveness. I don't deserve mercy. So that TI demon ends up making that choice on its own. And she assumes the inevitable. Something that Jolly explained to me recently, who is an ISFP, who helps co-lead the women's group with our nonprofit alongside Stephanie, the INFJ. And Jolly's point is that, you know, hey, I'm just preparing myself for the inevitable. The inevitable where I'm ultimately not forgiven. The inevitable where I'm not being shown mercy. The inevitable where I will just be abandoned. So I'm going to abandon first because to me, as I project myself onto others, I would abandon other people if anyone did that to me, and I find myself doing this to others, so I deserve abandonment because that's how I would act. This is cognitive projection, naturally, where people cognitively project their functions, their four sides of their mind onto others and assume, because TI demon is great at assuming that other people would treat them the same way. This is the demonic approach to the saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the golden rule, which we teach Jungian analytical psychology, we teach four size dynamics, specifically so that INFPs, ISFPs, oh wait, no, all of the 16 types, you know, can get to a point where they can understand other human beings externally, and then they can understand themselves internally, entirely. And through that self-understanding, they get to a point where it's like, okay, yeah, I understand my neighbor. Because I understand my neighbor, I can love my neighbor. I can accept my neighbor for who they are. This is why I teach what I teach, because I have the God function of extroverted feeling, which is all about raising my own personal acceptability in the eyes of others, as well as raising up other people's acceptability. And that's really what the point of this lecture is. The point is, a TI demon type is at its most acceptable when it is willing to confess and confess its wrongdoing to others and take full responsibility for what they have done, so that they are no longer living a lie. You know, ENTPs, you know, we're amazing liars, but we know when to stop because of our sincerity virtue, and we can tell the truth. And we are oftentimes punished for telling the truth. Oftentimes I find myself a teacher to the FI heroes, and I tell them, yeah, you're going to confess, and yeah, you will be punished in certain situations. But guess what? You still deserve forgiveness. You still deserve mercy anyway. You still do. Jordan deserved forgiveness. She deserved mercy. Would have, in my eyes, if she was willing to confess her wrongdoing to me, but she did not. She did not. She made the choice through the false belief that she didn't deserve it. But had she, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, basically. Had she just actually admitted what she did wrong, I would have forgiven her. I would have had mercy on her. And perhaps maybe we'd still be together to this day. Who knows? But she threw it all away because she was too afraid. She was too afraid. So she abandoned me. She left. Because she was too scared to confess. She was too scared to take responsibility because her TI demon pridefully assumed that I would abandon her anyway, right? But that's false. It's entirely false. If any trickster is aware of all things are possible, because no one understands all things are possible other than any trickster, because they're aware of all possibility at all times. It's oftentimes why ISFPs test as abstract types instead of sensing types, because their any trickster is optimistic and it's just out there and it's so aware of anything possible, all things are possible, that they oftentimes keep their eyes fixed on the negative and be all pessimistic about it instead of being optimistic. Myself personally, through Laser Gun's pedagogue influence on my life, she's an INFJ, so we have a pedagogue relationship. She's oftentimes exposing to me how I am a pessimist instead of an optimist. And it's because of my own personal pessimism, I oftentimes am receiving pessimism from other people towards me because I'm putting that out there and I'm receiving it back. When if I was a bit more optimistic, that would not happen. You know, it's a phenomenon that she has observed in me. And I quite agree with her. It is definitely a problem. You know, it's just SI inferior, being bitter and jaded over time. But the thing is that it comes a point in time when an SI inferior needs to realize that, oh, hey, you know, your victim points ran out. Your victim points ran out. So it's time to take responsibility, right? And this is where my extroverted sensing demon has to further develop and further learn that I still have to take responsibility for my own performance. I still have to take responsibility for how I come off to other people. Which means it's wiser for me to come off as an optimist to people in general instead of a pessimist to people in general, right? And this happens over and over and over as is necessary. But ISFPs also have to learn that concept as well. And they learn it through confession. And as much as I have to increase my own personal performance with extroverted sensing demon and turn it into something angelic by making sure that I'm putting out more optimistic energy instead of pessimistic energy, because that is what extroverted sensing angel is. It's optimistic because it becomes a hero function of the superego. And thus it goes from a pessimistic function to an optimistic function within my superego. So also does a TI demon need to stop being pessimistic and cognitive transition into its TI hero superego and be optimistic about the possibilities. Optimistic that, you know, maybe they will be shown mercy as a result, right? As is entirely necessary for them, right? And that's the point. And yes, sure, a bit of pessimism is not that bad, sure. But then again, you know, you look at the INTJ archetype. You look at the INTJ archetype with HES, which has extrovert intuition. Even INFJs have this as well, but at least INFJs are affiliative. At least INFJs, you know, have their purpose in life, which is to improve other people, oftentimes I've watched INFJs let go of their paranoia, let go of that innate pessimism attached to their extra intuition nemesis. But INTJs, however, just don't. And it's because, you know, when they are children, they are very gullible, right? Gullible people as children. And then people have taken advantage of that gullibility, these INTJs, and then they just assume by default that people are out to get them, especially the ENTPs, because INTJs are the most shallow of the 16. They're so shallow. With maybe the ESTJ, the second most shallow, but INTJs are super shallow, and they're shallow with their judgments of other people. They don't give people a chance because they're so jaded from their upbringing, right? Well, it's very similar with ISFPs. It's just from their perspective, I've noticed that ISFPs struggle with the idea of atonement because from their perspective, their FE nemesis perspective, being pessimistic towards their own ability to receive mercy and forgiveness, right? Now, it's not that INTJs think they're better. No. INTJs make it look like they think they're better because that's how they protect their ego. That's how they protect themselves. They protect their own gullibility. Because being in a relationship, for example, an INTJ, and men and women do this, it's not just the women, men do it just as bad. I've seen it so many times that it's kind of ridiculous when men do it. I think the one INTJ man in my life who's probably done it the most is my former co-host, Jab, actually. Him and I used to be best friends, and he'd get so paranoid. Actually, that's not true. I had an INTJ ex, actually, who also was insanely paranoid and was a victim, or at least had her gullibility being taken advantage of by people in her life, that she just assumed that I was doing that to her when I wasn't, and assumed that I was harming her when I wasn't at all. She jumped to that conclusion, right? But again, this is just how people protect their egos, right? The thing is, you know, you hear people talk about like the concept of ego death, right? Well, ego death is a false teaching. It's a false doctrine. Because what ego death really means is this. It means stop protecting your ego. That's what it means. Stop protecting your ego. That's what ego death really is. Anyone who's ever talking about ego death, the actual result, the actual outcome that they're going for is stop protecting your ego. If you could stop protecting your ego, then you'll receive the rewards, because human beings are not made to be alone. Human beings are made to be in relationship, friends, family, sexual relationships, whatever, raising children. Human beings are made for relationship. That's what we are made for. But every time we protect our egos, we're inhibiting our ability to have relationship. And it's a problem. It's a problem that continues over and over and over again. But the ISFP archetype is the one who's stuck in the endless cycle. And they get stuck in this endless cycle of loneliness because they're protecting their ego. And what they don't realize is that they have to go all the way down to their demon function, turn it into an angelic force through confession. Because if they confess their wrongdoing, if they take full responsibility, people will forgive them. People will have mercy on them. And then all of a sudden, they'll realize that they have reached atonement, because their poor relationship with atonement is literally based on their ability to confess entirely. That's what it's based on. It's who they are. It's part of their identity. But they're often not willing to take the risk. They're not willing to take that risk, and it's so hard for them, especially since they can't often remember their wrongdoing, and they just keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over and over again, right? As I've already stated. So Anyway, the bottom line is this. The bottom line. ISFPs, INFPs, confess with your mouth to the people closest to you your wrongdoing. It takes a lot, especially for an extroverted sensor, especially for an ISFP, to face themselves in the mirror and be willing to confess, regardless of the outcome. Yeah, guess what? People may inevitably abandon you. People may not be merciful. People may not forgive you. But at least you confessed, and that matters. That proves to yourself that you are actually a good person, right? And you can have confidence walking around and knowing and feeling that you are a good person because you had the guts to confess. You had the guts. You had the guts. You know, oftentimes I confess and I take responsibility for my actions. I do this hoping that the ISFP would mirror my behavior with their extroverted sensing and see that I get along just fine through life, confessing my wrongdoing and taking full responsibility for my actions consistently. Then they can feel safe to do it because they know they can just watch me and see how nothing really bad happens to me when I do confess. And thus I end up being this example of confession to the FI heroes of the world, right? I end up becoming this example. And through this example that I lay out for them, they feel safe to confess. And this goes for the men and the women, but especially the women, especially. And they can feel safe doing so because they see me doing it and there's not really much backlash. But here's the thing. Is it not true that if you do confess to the people closest to your wrongdoing, but they don't accept it, that they don't forgive you, maybe it's on them for being unforgiving. Maybe it's on them for not being merciful, because that's going to fall back on them. Those that forgive will be forgiven. Those that are merciful will be shown mercy. Those people are choosing for themselves to be unforgiving and not merciful, right? Those people themselves are making that choice. It has nothing to do with you, the ISFP or the INFP who is confessing. It has nothing to do with you, the TI demon who's confessing. It has nothing to do with you. So then you gain what? Justification. You gain justification to not have those unforgiving people in your life, right? Right? You know, oftentimes I talk to women in the women's group and I tell them, hey, you know, how do you determine if a man is masculine? How do you determine if a man is worth your investment? How do you determine if a man is man enough to be your choice of your man that you are committed to? Well, it comes down to feminine expression, expressing your needs, emotions, desires, and problems. If a man doesn't do anything about your needs, emotions, desires, and problems as you express them to a man, like your father, your brothers, your uncles, or the man you have a sexual relationship in your life, or men that you're vetting to see if you should date them or be with them or whatever. Those are not real men. They are not masculine. They are boys, and therefore they should be cut out of your life and you should move on from them. You should flow away from them, as is written in Zach Rohde's books. Zach Rohde's books being Irresistibly Feminine, Worthy Woman, Show Him Your Heart, Inspire His Devotion. These four books that we all have the ladies of the women's group read. And they can use this as a litmus test to filter out people in their lives, filter out men in their lives, depending on if whether or not men through action will actually do anything as a result of you expressing your needs, emotions, desires, and problems. Well, guess what? When it comes to TI demons, this is an opportunity for you to filter out the people in your life. Because TI demons need to know that they have every right to filter out abusive people in their life. If someone is being unforgiving towards you, if someone is not being merciful towards you, they are being abusive. They are being abusive. Therefore, they should not be in your life. So if you're confessing and those people aren't forgiving you, and if you're confessing and those people are not being merciful towards you, They should not be in your life to begin with. They should not. Therefore, you have every right, you have every justification to remove those people from your life. You as INFPs should not be loyal to those people. You as ISFPs should stop giving to those people. They are not worth your time. They are not worthy of you, FI hero. They are not worthy because you confessed, because you took responsibility for your actions. Okay? And if they're not going to receive that from you, if they're not going to forgive you, if they're not going to be merciful to you, then they shouldn't be in your life. They really shouldn't. You are being a person of integrity, a person of character, when you confess. Why would you surround yourself with people who do not do this for you? I don't get it. I literally don't get it. This is how your TI demon in its TI angelic form through confession can actually protect you. It can protect you. You know, I was talking to another ISFP, actually, gosh, three ISFPs and one INFP within the last week through coaching sessions, through people that I care about, people that are close to me, trying to explain to them this phenomenon over and over and over. If you confess and these people are unforgiving towards you, get away from those people. They're not worthy of you. They're not worthy of you. Why? Because guess what? Every human out there, and you FI heroes know this better than anyone with all of your sympathetic energy, having the highest level of sympathy in all of humanity, where oftentimes I've seen FI heroes being insanely forgiving and insanely graceful and merciful to other people, right? Because of their high amount of sympathy, right? That you end up are insanely forgiving of others. Insanely forgiving. This is why oftentimes INFPs and ISFPs end up in abusive relationships over and over and over because of just how forgiving they are, right? You know, oftentimes like, you know, the ISFP woman who's in a relationship with a man who never keeps his commitments to her, but she still hangs on. There is a woman in the women's group, actually, who's in a relationship with a man who doesn't keep his commitments, and it hurts her over and over and over again. And I'm just like, you should be flowing away from him because he doesn't forgive you. Even though you confess, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time? He is not worthy of you, okay? And then she expresses to him and he does nothing. He doesn't listen. TI demon does not like, no TI function likes to not being listened to, let's be honest. So you can use confession, FI heroes, you can use confession as a tool to help you, as a litmus test, to help you filter out the corrupt people in your life. Why, ISFPs, would you want to stay with these people? Why, INFPs, would you want to be loyal to these people? Can you explain that? Why? What are you really getting out of it? Both of you are interest-based. What are you really getting out of it? You're getting nothing but abuse. So get rid of these people. Flow away from them if you're a woman. And if you're a man, cut contact with these people. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve you in their life when you are taking the risk of confessing and exposing yourself to these people. You can't do that. They can't do that. So confess and see how they respond, which is easy. This is an advantage the ISFP has over the INFP, because at least the ISFP can see other people's reactions. Recently, there was an ISFP woman that I suggested that she confess her wrongdoing to someone close to her in her life. And she was so surprised. She was so surprised that this person was forgiving and merciful towards her. She was so surprised, right? Oh, but that any trickster, you know, so afraid. But yes, it's true, TI demons, it's true. You might have people who are still unforgiving even after you confess. It's not a guaranteed outcome. But here's the thing, you have a choice. And the choice is, if they do not forgive me, if they do not show me mercy, then they can't be in my life. That is why it is written. We are commanded by God, the Creator, to forgive others. And that is power. This is a power that FI heroes can wield so much better. The power of confession, this tool that they can use to filter out the bad people, the people of poor character in their lives, because a symbol and proof of high character is forgiveness. Proof of high character is mercy, right? That's a fact. Therefore, you FI heroes don't have to be walking around in fear with your TE inferior and so afraid of criticism all the time. Because guess what? You always have the ability to confess. And when you confess, if they don't treat you properly with forgiveness and mercy, then they shouldn't be in your life, okay? That's the reality. That's the reality. Oh my God, please don't call me Pastor Chase. The office of the pastor is a myth, and it's actually pagan. It's very pagan. It comes from sophistry. And the office of the pastor, in my opinion, is actually quite evil and should be something that is entirely avoided. Please don't call me Pastor Chase. I'm actually kind of grossed out. Don't label me that way. I'm just telling the truth. I'm telling the truth because someone's got to tell the truth. The voice calling from the north. Calling from the north. Calling out to you FI heroes that there's a better way for you to live. And it all comes from you mastering your TI demon, turning it into an angel, an angelic force, a force of healing for yourselves. And you can actually take responsibility for your own healing through the act of confession. Okay? That's super important. Because guess what? If we are commanded as human beings to forgive others, then that means if we don't forgive, we're inhuman. We aren't human. We are not human. We're animals. Or in many cases, worse than animals. We're scum if we do not forgive. Why would you FI heroes want those people or be loyal to those people in your life with your NI child and your SI child? Why? Why would you? So take this tool and have full confidence in it. I also recommend you guys check out the TI Demon lecture that we have in the members area behind the paywall, csjoseph.life/members, right? Check it out. Check it out. It's really important. Check it out. So you can learn more how to hone your TI demon for your own benefit and the benefit of others. You all are so forgiving people. Why would you not be due that forgiveness? Why would you not be due that mercy? Why not? Why not? Come on. Make it happen. Make it happen. All right. So anyway, that's it for this confession of an ENTP. Just something that I've been dealing with in my life recently from many FI heroes all at once, all struggling with the same thing. I wanted to share that with you, that struggle that I've personally had, but also with that struggle, you all can now benefit from the pain and struggle in my life so that you don't have to have a bad life. You know, I know that I'm a malevolent person, but oftentimes I take on a lot of pain and turn it into something good for the rest of you to benefit, as is basically been my chosen calling in life. So based on all of that, any questions? Does the audience have any questions relating to FI Heroes, relating to the contents of this lecture? Now would be the time. Now would be the time. So go ahead, if you have any questions relating to this, don't ask questions not related. I'm not going to answer those. Seriously, I'm not going to answer. So I'll just ignore them or I'll call you out in the stream chat. But yeah, if you have questions, I'll be happy to take questions relating to this lecture at this time. All right, how would I get my ex to confess? Well, you go up to them and you tell them that you already forgive her, basically. You lead with mercy, you lead with forgiveness. That way, your ISFP ex is encouraged to confess. And then she can begin the process of healing herself. That is the way you, as a former lover, can do that. Well, then show her this lecture, okay? Like, I don't know what to tell. Like, you guys can share this lecture, you guys can share this line of thinking and work out. Can an INFP accept responsibility to confess with a such child? Yes, of course. Yes, of course they can. They absolutely can. It's so funny, like, police are like driving by looking at me like, oh my God, who's this weirdo in the middle of the night who's just like running around with a camera? How can you be more attentive to ISFPs without being overbearing with extroverted feeling parent? Well, lead with forgiveness, lead with mercy. It's not hard. Do that. That's how you do it, you know? Lead with that. The thing is that sometimes they still don't believe that they deserve it, and they have to internalize their TI demon to do that. Hopefully this lecture will help them internalize that so that they see that they do deserve forgiveness, because guess what? Everybody deserves forgiveness, because everyone does. Literally everybody. Everybody does. FI heroes all the time are constantly complaining, especially INFPs, complaining about the prison system and how the prison system is so merciless. And, oh, it really absolutely is. Well, then go tell her that you forgive her. Come on. It's not hard. It's not hard. So, okay. Looks like the stream's dying down. Looks like we're not having any questions, so I'm going to go ahead and end the stream here. So thank you all for watching and listening. Like and subscribe, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.